This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hey guys, my name is Monica Rawal and you're watching No Rating Movie Review with HT City. Today we're going to talk about the suspense thriller Sandeep or Pinky Farah. Well, you would expect a suspense thriller or a dark comedy to keep you intrigued from start to finish. But Sandeep or Pinky Farah just misses the plot despite having so much to explore with a niche storyline at the helm. Unfortunately, its lazy writing and annoyingly slow pace ruin its chances of clicking with the audience.
Tourist too?
Haryana Police, anti-terrorist squad.
Terrorist.
Director Diwakar Banerjee's film touches upon plots like bank scams and the elderly who are victimized by them. An idea that had so much potential, but the narrative just goes haywire. Starring Pariniti Chopra and Arjun Kapoor in lead roles, Sandeep or Pinky Farah's theatrical release was held up for over 2 years. But now that it's finally out, it might just force audience to go Farah.
I think I have a lead. Nepal border.
The first 15 minutes set high hopes and you think you are in for a lot of suspenseful storytelling. But the film turns out to be a series of repetitive events and boring twists, just like the deceptive title. The film is the third collaboration between Pariniti and Arjun after their debut Ishq Zade and Namaste England. But their on-screen chemistry is sadly the weakest in this one. The story is about a successful banker named Sandeep Walia, aka Sandy, played by Pariniti, who is escaping from her boss who's out to get her. A suspended cop from Haryana, Satinder Dhaiya, aka Pinky, played by Arjun, comes to her rescue. Will they together manage to outrun the goons and corrupt cops? Will Pinky be able to save Sandeep's life? That's what the film is all about. The first half introduces you to Sandeep and Pinky and charts their journey to a hideout in Indo-Nepal border. But the suspense, or whatever little there is of it, is lifted just before the interval, leaving you to wonder what to expect in the second half. The slow pace makes you want to take a nap in between. Perhaps the only thing that stands out and you actually want to sit back and praise is Pariniti's layered character and her decent performance. She's bold, independent, strong-headed, yet vulnerable and insecure at times. It won't be really wrong to say that Sandeep or Pinky Farah is essentially Pariniti Chopra film. Arjun is totally out of shape, both physically and otherwise. And it's understandable since the movie was made almost 3 to 4 years ago and a lot has changed since then. Though his Haryanvi accent sounds pretty natural, acting department still needs a lot of work. In all fairness, Arjun doesn't really have much to do, barring the climax which quite literally shows him step out of his comfort zone. There's a scene in the film where a diehard Salman Khan fan is getting married, and that's the only time we see a song by Anu Malik in this 2 hour snooze fest. Watch Arjun Kapoor's obnoxious dance on the track Farah at your own risk. Chained to this mediocre script, there are some seasoned actors bringing in their flair. Neena Gupta and Raghubir Yadav are quite relatable as an elderly couple living alone. The understated patriarchal mindset the film tries to address reflects effectively in some of the scenes. Then there is also Jaideep Alawat as a crooked cop, but he is terribly wasted with merely a handful of scenes. Meanwhile, Anil Mehta scores full marks for his spectacular cinematography, especially the way he has captured the Indo-Nepal border and its beauty. To conclude, Sandeep or Pinky Farah is a classic case of lazy writing and lazier storytelling. If it had stuck to being a suspense thriller, it might have worked. But as it stands, it won't really get the cash registers ringing at the box office. You can also read the review on HindustanTimes.com This is me signing off for now. See you soon with a new review.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.